Welcome to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula and this is our space. Us smart, ambitious women who want to build personal brands that allow us live out our versions of success. If that is you, join us on this journey. Join us on all the platforms and come along with us as we learn how to position ourselves for all the opportunities. Hi there. Welcome back to She's the Brand podcast. Wherever you're listening to this, you know that I'm here for you with tips on how to build your personal brand, because let's face it, personal branding is the future. If you're building anything at all, you're building a business, you've founded an organization, you have launched a podcast, or you are building your career, your personal brand is kind of what goes in the room before you even do. And there are opportunities now, opportunities that people like me did not have access to before, global opportunities that require some sort of online presence before you're even thought about. Now, when your name comes up in rooms like that, I hope that you have a brand in place. I hope that that brand is speaking well of you. I hope that that brand has shown the kind of impact that you are capable of making on a global scale, if given the chance. And so I'm here all the time in various capacities to help you do just that. One of the things that just annoys me is when I'm seeing in this day and age, 2023, people still telling us that we cannot, that we're doing too much, that we're showing up too much, that we're sis. If this is what is stopping you from showing up, please let this be the reason why you kick that thought to the curb. It is our time. If you're a millennial listening to this, we are the best of the bunch in the global market. If you're Gen Z, then you have time. If you are, what came before millennials? Please help me, I cannot remember. But if you are of that generation, then still, you are listening to this podcast because there is room and there is time, and it is your time, and there is space with your name on it. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about skills that you need to build your personal brand, because bottom line is, your personal brand is you telling your story. And so the skills that you need to tell your story are essential, except of course you hire people to do it for you. Not many of us can afford to or even want to, which is why I'm holding Branding Boldly, a 7-week course that will allow you to properly communicate your personal brand, properly position your personal brand, and properly monetize it if that is what you want. If you're interested in that, if you're a female founder who's building anything or wants to build something, then that's the room you need to be in. Details are in the description. The first skill that you need to learn, and the amazing part is skills can be learned. Everything, every single thing that I'm using in my various businesses now, I learned them. In 2019, you know my story, I just started. I didn't know anything apart from Canva, I think, and then I had to learn video editing, and I remember those nights when I was just tired, but I knew that I was onto something. I knew that the only way that I could live these big dreams that I had was if I got out there and I learned and I implemented and I showed up and I kept showing up, which is what we're still doing now. So the first skill that you need to learn is writing. I'm not saying be a first-class novelist. I'm not saying write a book of poems. I'm saying be able to properly articulate your ideas. You have ideas, lots of them. Every day there are millions of ideas running through our minds and we dismiss them. Now, writing is the process of taking that idea from your brain and putting it in a way that people understand, which is why there is an entire module, an entire week dedicated to bringing out your ideas and turning them into readable posts, into watchable content, into listenable content if you're going the podcast route. But whatever route you're taking, you have to be able to write. And again, I'm not saying be a first-class novelist. I'm saying be able to communicate your ideas. Now, it's okay if you haven't done that before now. In Branding Boldly, I'm going to be giving you the step-by-step way that I take my ideas from the shower, from 3 a.m., from when I'm driving and my hands are not free, all of those ideas, and turn them into the machine of content that you see now. YouTube, podcast, Instagram, emails, all of it, right? So first thing is figure out how to turn your ideas into content. Now, the next thing is speaking. I'm speaking now, you're listening to me. Whether you're listening to me on Instagram, on the podcast, or on YouTube, you are listening to me. Now, many people don't know how to speak, and that's okay because that's a skill that can be learned as well. So, being able to properly communicate your ideas, whether you're saying them or writing them, like I said earlier, is really key, is really important. A lot of founders take speaking courses because of that. Thankfully, you won't have to, because in Branding Boldly, we're going to be presenting, we're going to be sharing our ideas, because the whole point of it is to be able to communicate your ideas. So if you can write about it, great. If you can write and speak about it, great. The third skill on my list is persuasion, and that could be called selling as well. So the thing is, selling puts a monetary value on something, but the truth is we're selling every day. I sell to my kids when I'm trying to get them to eat or to hurry up so we're not late for school. I'm selling them an idea. I'm trying to get them to do what I want. And your personal brand is probably not even selling anything right now. It's probably just giving. It's probably just encouraging. It's probably just sharing lessons. And if that is the case, then you're selling your idea. You're selling your way of doing things, which is why selling is a skill. Now, if you don't know how to do that, that is still okay. And that is what I've created Branding Boldly to do for you, to pick up this skill of properly communicating your idea. Not just that, but selling people on your idea, on your way of doing things, on your way of thinking about things, on what you think about your industry and your niche and the way professionals are moving in your industry. That's how you become an authority. That's how you become a leader, by allowing people to buy into your idea, because your idea is great, but it is nothing until people buy into it. Selling slash persuasion is a skill that we're going to pick up in Branding Boldly. The fourth skill on my list is networking, and that's such a buzzword now, networking. And for somebody like me who didn't find it easy at first to relate with people, I had to learn that skill from scratch. I had people, and I've made a lot of friends right now, and I had this lady, amazing lady, beautiful soul, who was just being beautiful, and she kept reaching out and encouraging me and, you know, rooting for me. And me being the recluse that I am, I didn't understand what was going on. For me, it was, why are you being so nice? Why are you all up in my business? And for her, she was just spreading love. And I have learned to just encourage people without even if they don't reciprocate. I've learned to give without expecting, just like she did, but it's something I had to learn. Some people have it and some people don't, but that's not where it ends. Just the way some people have writing and some people don't, you get to learn it. Some people just know things, some things come naturally to them, and you know, it doesn't come for others, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that you just live the rest of your life without having it. So if you're like me and networking is not something that comes naturally to you, make it a priority to reach out to people, to meet people. People actually want to meet you. There are other people who also, networking doesn't come naturally to them, but when 2, 3, 4, 5 of you come together doing different things or even the same thing, and you push a niche, you push an industry, you will disrupt it. But if you don't get out there and you don't try, and if you don't get uncomfortable and actually introduce yourself to people, or go places where you're going to meet people, or create spaces where people can come to meet you, then you're going to be an island. And while an island is great, it does not make global movements happen. And I hope for your sake, as a matter of fact, I strongly believe that you can make a global movement happen if you just find the right circle. So I wish that for you. Networking is highly, highly key in building your personal brand. And there are people who have access to rooms that you don't have access to yet. And you cannot afford to not get out there and let people know that you are a trustworthy, credible, incredible woman who can get things done for them as well. Now let's come to self-promotion. Listen. If you are still thinking, oh, I don't want them to think that I'm posting myself too much, I don't want them to think that I'm talking about my work too much, this right now, this is your sign to get out of that mental space. I'm going to tell you why. Imagine that you had the cure for cancer. Imagine that tomorrow you realize that all of the work you've been doing is going to cure AIDS for real. Are you going to keep quiet about it? Are you going to be quiet about it? Are you going to be shy about it? There are people whose lives are at stake here, and you have the cure for that. You're going to let them just live because you're too shy? Now, Which brings me to the question of, is it that you are too shy, or you don't want to look like you're self-promoting, or you don't believe in the solution that you are bringing to the table? Because if you really believe in the way you're going to change the world, then you're going to shout about it. You're going to come out and learn the skills that you need to learn so that everybody will find out this solution, so that everybody who has this problem can solve it. Now, if you're not clear on the problem you solve, that could be a reason why you're not talking too much about it. And that's okay. Branding Boldly is a space that I have created to help you clarify these things so that you can speak out loud about them. And I hope to see you in there. Honestly, I hope that you choose yourself. I hope you choose your brand. I hope that you allow those ideas to do the work that they have come to this earth to do. If you're not a part of the community here, please subscribe and please drop us a review or a rating wherever you're listening to your podcast. Details to getting into Branding Boldly are in the description. So join us if you will. And I will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. If you want to find out more, head over to the show notes, or you can head over to paulapohl.com/podcast. Make sure to search for She's the Brand in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and click subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.